Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhariya Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhariya Gopijana Vallabha Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadraya Jaya Subhadra Jaya Kishore Kishore Jaya Kishore Kishore Jaya Kishore Kishore Jaya Kishore Kishore Jaya 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 Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Nittai Gaura Haribo 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo
Jayam Vishnupad Paramam Subhariraj Karashtotra Sasasamadhi Divine Grace Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Rajavan Vrindavan Dham Ki Ganga Maya Yamuna Maya Ki Granthraya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Tai Gaur Premanande Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 8th Canto 20th Chapter Text 2
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Jaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhirahe Ashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Hare Krishna. So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 20, and chapter entitled Bali Maharaj Surrender the Universe. Text 2. Sri Baliruvacha Satyam Bhagavata Proktam Dharmoyam Gruhamedinam Artham Kamam Yashovrittam Yone Bhadyete Karahachet Sri Baliruvacha Satyam Bhagavate Proktam Dharmoyam Gruhamedinam Artham Kaman Yashovrittam Yona Bhagavate Karahachet Sri Baliruvacha Satyam Bhagavata Proktam Dharmoyam Gruhamedinam Artham Kamam Yashovrittam Yona Bhadreta Karahachet Please send Sri Bhagavata Proktam Dharmoyam Gruhamedinam Artham Kaman Yashovrittim Yona Bharata Karachit Satyam Bhagavata Proktam Dharmoham Grihami Dinam Artham Kama Mishavrittam Satyam Bhagavata Proktam Dharmoham Grihami Dinam Artan Kamanyasho Vrittin Yona Bhadrite Karachit Sri Baliru Vacha Satyam Bhagavata Proktam Dharmoham Grihami Dinam Artan Kamanyasho Vrittin Yona Bhadrita Karhachit. What word meaning? Sri Baliru Vacha. Bali Maharaj said, Satyam, it is the truth. Bhagavata, by your greatness. Proktam, what has already been spoken. Dharma, a religious principle. I am, that is, Grihamedinam, especially for the householders. Artham, economic development. Kamam, sense gratification. Yashavrittim, reputation and means of livelihood. Yaha, which religious principles. Na, not. Padyeta, hindrance. Karhachit, at any time. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Aravinda Swami, His Holiness Bhakti, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Sri Bali Maharaj said, as you have already stated the principles of religious, that does not hindrance one's economic development, sense gratification, fame and means of livelihood, is the real occupational duty of a householder. I also think that this religious principle is correct. Purport. Bali Maharaj is a grave answer to the Shukracharya is meaningful. Shukracharya stressed that one's means of livelihood and one's material reputation, sense gratification and economic development must continue properly. To see to this is the first duty of a man who is a householder, especially one who is interested in material affairs. If a religious principle does not affect one's material condition, it is to be accepted. At the present time, in this age of Kali, this idea is extremely prominent. No one is prepared to accept any religious principle if it hampers the material prosperity. Shukracharya, being a person of the material world, did not know the principle of a devotee. A devotee is determined to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his full satisfaction. Anything that hampers such determination should certainly be rejected. This is the principle of bhakti. Anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya vachanam. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 2200 Sloka. To perform the devotional service, one must accept only that which is favorable and reject that which is unfavorable. Bali Maharaj had an opportunity to contribute everything he possessed to the lotus feet of the Lord Vamandeva. But Shukracharya was putting forward a material argument to hamper this process of devotional service under the circumstances. Bali Maharaj decided that such hindrance should be certainly be avoided. In another word, he decided immediately to reject the advice of Shukracharya and go on with his duty. Thus, he gave all possession to the Lord Vamandeva. Om Agnyanati Mirandasya Gnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshuritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinataranam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanustute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Darubhescha Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Before I start, I would like to seek the blessings of your Ashrambal Vaishnavas so that I can able to speak some glories of Lord Vamandev. So, in this beautiful episode, Lord Vamandev, Bali Maharaj surrendered himself to the Vamandev. It is described that, so he was rejecting his spiritual master because he has got higher purpose of his life. Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, he spoke, like, he says that one should follow the spiritual master. Then only you can achieve the perfection of life. But whereas we are seeing here, Bali Maharaj was rejecting his spiritual master because it was not fulfilled with higher purpose. So we have to know what is the purpose of our life, and when we are rendering service to the spiritual master, at the same time we should know our goal. Here, spiritual master was becoming an obstacle for his path of devotional service, Bali Maharaj. Then Bali Maharaj immediately he rejected his spiritual master, because spiritual master, what he is telling and what he is doing is not contradictory. So throughout his life, he was doing performance. Bali Maharaj was sincerely following the whatever the rules and regulations given by Shukracharya. And suddenly, when he rejects, he got shocked. What is this, Bali Maharaj? He is not accepting my orders. Throughout his life, he was rendering devotional service and doing whatever he was instructing. Suddenly, he was rejected. Because here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Anukulesya Sankalpa, Pratikulesya Varjanam. Whatever is favorable to the pleasing Supreme Personality of Godhead, you should accept. Though it is difficult in our path of life, but it should be accepted. And whatever is unfavorable, it should be immediately rejected. So that is the goal of the sadhaka. So I have mentioned, like, there's so many questions and answers Bali Maharaj was asking to the spiritual, Shukracharya was asking to the Bali Maharaj, why you want to follow your own path? Why can't you follow the whatever I told? Because Bali Maharaj is one of the Mahajana. When he becomes Mahajana, when he surrenders everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have seen here, Bali Maharaj was a great authority and he has to undergo all kinds of ups and downs in life. When Krishna says that Patram Bushpam Phalam Doyam Yome Bhakta Prayaschati. When you offer me little water, little leaf and little fruits, I will protect you from all dangers. But whereas we see here, Bali Maharaj is offering everything, but still at the end he was tied as a prisoner. It is very contradictory. We can't understand. So we can take the inspiration, although we cannot follow these extreme examples, at least we should try to apply in some of the examples, like accepting whatever favorable to the devotional service and whatever whatever is, you know, makes advancement in our devotional life. So Bali Maharaj is also the son of the Prahlad Maharaj. Like, I'm describing the descendant, Bali Maharaj descendant tree. First Brahma, then Brahma's son is Marichi. Marichi's son is Kashyapa. Kashyapa has son Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. Then his son is Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj's son is Virochana. Virochana's son is Bali Maharaj. So he is coming in descendant line. So Bali Maharaj was an extreme example of surrenderance. We see in the Bhagavatam there is various kinds of stories, you know, what to do and what not to do. If you do like this, there is examples like Kunti Maharani. She is always praying for the, you know, troublesome in her life, and she is extreme example. But we cannot imitate those kind of example. But the set an example is, so when it's not like devotee means he will not have any problems. We should remove our hitopin idea that the devotee means all problem will be stopped. No, when you become a devotee, the problems will be coming, and at the same time, how to, you know, be tolerant and go up with our devotional service. So this chapter is extremely, this you know, we see whole 9 chapters describe above Vaman Dev and Bali Maharaj. It's like one cannot speak without Vaman Dev, and one cannot speak only Vaman Dev without speaking of Bali Maharaj. We should speak both Bali Maharaj and Vaman Dev, like Hanuman and Lord Ramchandra. We cannot speak only about Lord Ram without speaking Hanuman. So they are best example. Like, we have seen so many people, you know, misinterpreting the Bhagavatam, speaking on their own. In India we see so many speculations, knowledge. But speculation knowledge will not help you to render devotional service. It's only leading to path of havoc. Say, for example, Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. They only say that it's somebody speak that Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Lord Shiva. Actually, it is they saying in India. So it is not correct. So when you understand Bhagavad Gita in a proper disciplic succession, you will get the real knowledge. And with the real knowledge, you can achieve aim of our life, goal of our life. So the Bali Maharaj was an extreme. He was showing to us how to be surrender in all time, place and circumstances. That's where, you know, we can see the most, how he became most powerful. He has rendered devotional service and he has submissively surrendered himself to the his spiritual master Shukracharya. Because Bhagavad Gita, it says, Tadviti pranipatena paniprasnena sevaya upadeshyantite jnanam jnaninas tattva darshana. So he did all the do's and don'ts. Then Shukracharya became pleased and Brahmanas became pleased. And then he performed Vishwajit Yajna. So he can conquer all the 3 worlds. When he performed Vishwajit Yajna from the offering of the Yajna Kund, where they were manifested a wonderful chariot and golden chariot. When he accepted golden chariot, and Bali Maharaj was extremely became powerful. Wherever he go, he could able to conquer all the directions. So the same strength, he went all the, you know, universal planet, and he went to Indralok. As soon as Indra saw Bali Maharaj was coming with a huge army, then definitely he got a heart attack by seeing him, and he became very nervous, and he would able to understand that there is no meaning fighting with him. So that is a result of following the spiritual master. And we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, he was very simple and having few Bhagavatam books, and he was traveling in that age of 70. Externally, if you see, he's very simple and submissive. But wherever he go, he would always, you know, he would conquer the people's heart. When he says, you know, we have seen Prabhupada's videos, like he was speaking very simple words.
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are not this body. You should surrender everything. The simple words, it has a massive effect on the people. Because he has followed all the instructions of spiritual master and sincerely following the rules and regulations. Though he went to West. But whereas we speak those simple words, nobody will have an effect. Even in our own life. We say we are not this body, Prabhu. But still, we accept our body as a, you know, very take care. We don't use anything. You know, if we are a little stressed, Prabhu, we need to take rest. So, what we speak and what we do is very different. So, Srila Prabhupada was a powerful empower. This is the result of following the spiritual master. So, he was, you know, conquering all the people. He don't know the language. You know, he used to speak very thick Bengali accent. You know, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in one of the, you know, beginning days. He was saying, like, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to save your lives. Then they were thinking, shave our lives? What is the shaving? So he was speaking very thick Bengali, but still people able to understand. When Srila Prabhupada was speaking in the beginner's lecture, everybody was not interested. They were always, you know, they are always sitting, you know, one side of the corner, they are doing something and are not really paying attention to whatever Srila Prabhupada is speaking. Look at the audience of Srila Prabhupada. They had, you know, all hippies and they don't know what he is speaking. And they just sit and they just dance and just go eat something and they go away. But Srila Prabhupada was demanding attention to them. So he was speaking very strongly. You should hear to me what I am saying. Then he was, Srila Prabhupada, though he was, you know, he was becoming, he was very old, but still his enthusiasm to speak, to give Krishna is not gone down, though speaking of the audience. So here, Bali Maharaj was also speaking in the same intense mood of Shuklacharya. Why economic development will go down? Why sense gratification will be going down when I give this charity to this small Vamandev? It's also like, sometimes we see Lord is asking something and he's taking away everything. So Lord is asking little bit, you know, if somebody comes to beg your home, it's not like you give something and he captures you and he says you have to surrender unto me. It is not good. So it's not like contradict. It's like very, we can't imagine. Bali Maharaj was also like in that situation. When Vamandev asked for 3 steps, it is a great insult for the king. You know, when you go to the big guy, you know, rich person like president, ask him, can you give me your pen? Is it a great insult for him? So Bali Maharaj felt like that. So why are you asking, you little tiny boy, draft, you are asking 3 steps? What do you do with the 3 steps? You can't sit and you can't eat also. So Bali Maharaj couldn't understand what is behind it. So Lord is very, you know, when Lord becomes beggar, he becomes best beggar. He asks something and he takes away everything. So these are all the extreme example. When even Brahma couldn't understand what Vamandev is doing. Brahma was also got bewildered. What? Oh Krishna, you are saying that you give away everything, you are devotee. But here is a devotee, he gave a little donation to your, what you call, little donation to you, whatever you ask, but you conquered him. It seems so extreme. So Krishna and his devotees, we cannot understand. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vaishnavaira Kriya Mudra Kibena Bujai. We cannot understand devotee, we cannot understand Krishna. Then whom to understand? Just follow the regulative principle, that's all. So, see, Bali Maharaj was also like following all the rules and regulations, though he has a little tinge of, you know, proudness, I will conquer all the 3 worlds. And here, when we see all the pastimes of Lord, you know, Ram Leela, Krishna Leela, he was when he born and he did so many Leelas and with Putana, and he went directly after 10 years performing pastimes, then he went to the Mathura and he killed Kamsa and he did the needful.
But whereas Narsingadev Leela directly came out of the pillar and attacked the Hiranyakashipu. But whereas Bali Maharaj also, Vamandev was also directly when he born, he became a draft and directly got into job. No wasting of time. Because her mother performed Paiva Vrata. She has drink 12 days of only milk. So he can't wait. So directly went to the job and did the needful. So we can see, appreciate what Lord goes to extend when we perform. Just by drinking milk, she got a son of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said that, like, when we follow all the rules and regulations of our husband, definitely she is also empowered and she gave a birth of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamandev. So we have so many examples regarding, you know, a person may ask, Parikshit was also God bewildered. He was asking, how injustice is that? Is the Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead going and asking somebody something like three steps? And when he gave three steps, he conquered him. How injustice is this? Then Parikshit Maharaj heard this pastime many, many times. But still, he was having eagerness to hear more. I mean, this Bhagavatam is already 8th canto. And we must have, Parikshit Maharaj's days must have passed already, you know, 5 or 6 days. You know, still he has the eagerness to hear. So it is said that when we have eagerness to hear, we become beyond the bodily concept of life. You know, Parikshit Maharaj was sitting 7 days without any, you know, eating, drinking, nothing. Like, but still he was absorbed in the pastime. But when we are absorbed in the pastime, automatically we become beyond. I mean, it's regularly when we attend the Bhagavatam class, though we have any, you know, problem in our lives, but still it's, you know, gives a cool breezing to our life. Though we say that, Prabhu, today I'm not feeling well. I mean, like, hearing is not, doesn't have to do anything with the body. Just by you keep, it is said that when you are sleeping in the deep night, if somebody, only the ears are active senses, you know, it keeps on hearing. It doesn't sleep. Hearing is does not sleep. But our consciousness may sleep. But when you sleep also, automatically your ear is also hearing something. When you play music, you can try. You know, when you play Kirtan, and when you play Prabhupada while you're sleeping, always it is, you know, it's hearing, keep on hearing. So that's why Gayatri Mantra, when devotees receive initiation, second initiation, spiritual master chants Gayatri Mantra in his ear. Their ears are most beautiful. It is always hearing Lord pastime, and it became so nourishable to the heart of the devotees. We hear so many kinds of, you know, prajalpas, but that doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't bring you the eagerness of hearing more. Say suppose you heard some stories, and if you want to, if somebody says the same story again and again, you don't like to hear it. You know, it's like a material, you know, you heard of somebody's pastime. It's not a pastime, it's a waste of time. If you heard of some man, greatness of some time, then if you want to, like the same person, if he comes up and gives you the same, what do you call it, same matter, same message, it's not really interesting. Whereas Bali Maharaj and pastimes like Vamandev, Ramalila, Krishna Lila, if you hear, it will become more and more, more, more. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was, you know, he was in Gambhira Ashram, he was always hearing the pastimes of Hiranyakashipu, Narsingadev Leela, Ram Leela. It was always eagerness to hear. And initially, I don't have the taste to hear those pastimes. When you keep that hearing regular habit, first we, beginning, it may be like, we may sing that, okay, the same Krishna, same Kamsa, the same. We may feel that. But in the process of hearing continuously, you will develop the taste. Because the whatever the Krishna consciousness state in our heart, it is in dormant state. When you keep on hearing, it will become awake. So people in the age of Kali, they do charity. Here it is mentioned economic development, sense gratification, and they want to do dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These four things we need to, you know, nourish our life, to become in the material world. We want dharma, we should perform our duty. Then when you perform our duty, we'll get dharma, artha, money, then sense gratification, then moksha. Then what about the sense gratification? People rejected everything, and their dharma, artha and kama, only these three things they accepted, because sense gratification is the ultimate goal of life. Example, it is said that householder life should be very regulated, and they should install the deity at the home, and they should perform devotional service. These are all the days for the householder. But whereas, see, outside, apart from the material life, you know, they were enjoying sense gratification. Just by doing duty, they will get money, and with the money, they will enjoy. That's all their goal of life. So, sense gratification leads to the frustration. Imagine a family is watching a nice television, and all the programs were going on, music and dramas and everything, and suddenly a deadly cobra comes, and it is also seeing. It's not seeing TV, it's watching you. So what will be the condition of your life? Are you able to enjoy the same mood will be there? No. So deadly snake comes and it's watching you, then whole consciousness of your enjoyment will divert to the snake. Similarly, whatever we are enjoying in this life, it's like similar to the frustration. Sin is nothing but the moment you are enjoying, you should be ready to face the problem in your life. So here Bali Maharaj is showing by him classic example that whatever anukulesa sankalpa pratikulesa varjanam, whatever is favorable to the devotional service, definitely you should accept, though it is very difficult to accepting. Krishna is also saying patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakta apeshate. He is not saying I am the lord of the universe, you should give me this much. He is not demanding. He is demanding your surrenderness, but it is not demanding whatever you have, you should give everything to me. Whatever you have, like anukula as a sankalpa means favorable to devotional service, getting up early in the morning for Mangala Arati, chanting rounds and doing devotional service. So these are all favorable. We may think that, okay, why we are doing so many years this service, but still I am on the same platform. That means you should check what you are doing. You should check with your authority, and you should reconfirm. You know, in the system, you see, there is a pattern called restart. You should restart our consciousness. So we made the question, we are doing since 10 years, but the same person I am. That means you should press the restart button. Then system works again, starting from A, B, C, D. So that's why we need a spiritual master and Siksha Guru. So whenever we have a questions in our mind, we keep generally what we think is, okay, we have a question in his mind, so we read some books, or we refer to our intelligence, and that intelligence will give you a wrong direction, and we will go to again committing the same mistakes and again. But we will not able to solve that problem. For some time it will be under the hiding, but after some time again it comes up, the same problem. Similarly, when Bali Maharaj also had a slight question in his mind. So because he was born in this great family, Prahlad Maharaj, then definitely he has got some benefit, some blessings from his father, great grandfather. So that's why he would able to reject his spiritual master. It's not easy thing to reject the spiritual master. In fact, Bali Maharaj died at one point of time. And Shukracharya, he empowered Bali Maharaj with his Sanjeevani mantra. Then he got his life back. To that person, you are rejecting him. Imagine how you should be knowledge. Because without having background knowledge, you can't reject anything. So person who got your life back, you are not listening to him, then immediately you'll get anger. Then Balima Shukracharya immediately cursed, then you lose all the position. That's what it got. So Bali Maharaj was also, he was giving, he was having so many questions in his mind, but still he went to, whatever has happened. But he was not knowing that he came the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Later, Shukracharya told at one point of time, he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, don't give him. Then he got confirmation, even more confirmation that I should give him. Still that he was having chances to take back. So Bali Maharaj, he became Mahajan when he got surrender everything. So we see so many people, when we do something, we expect something from him. Like many years ago, my cousin friend, he was learning dance. Bharatanatyam dance from our teacher. So she was teaching very nicely, and the student, she also learned very nice. And suddenly what happened? She became a devotee of ISKCON. So she gave up all the dancing. Then the teacher became extremely angry. Why you, I taught you all my life to have a nice position in the society and to have a nice awards, good awards, and you should bring my name, you should tell my name, I am the disciple of this teacher. Then all of a sudden, what happened to you? You became a disciple, you became a Hare Krishna monk, Hare Krishna devotee, where they don't perform any dances, they just jump up and down. For this, you have taught you all these dances. She became so upset. So what to do? So disciples and spiritual masters had a relationship, and disciple should also expect something, and spiritual master should also expect something. That this is a concept of material life. The material life, they teach something, they teach everything with their mind and heart, but they also ultimately expect something. So in the mere spiritual life, it's like this. So we have series of explanation. Parikshit Maharaj, Bali Maharaj and Vamandev. So, and the last point is like, Bali Maharaj, in the purport it is mentioned, Bali Maharaj had decided that such hindrance should be certainly avoided. In another verse, he decided immediately to reject advice of Shukracharya and go on with his duty. Thus, he gave all his possession to the Lord Vamandev. So, Vamandev got all his possession. And he became, from the draft to Trivikram, he conquered all the three worlds. And he asked Bali Maharaj, where is the third step? Then he got very shocked. Then he became a little boy and he was asking three steps. All of a sudden he became extreme. So these are all the pastimes. Now when we hear this pastime, we will understand Tattvataha, what is the essence of this pastime. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tattvadeham punar janma naiti mami so arjuna. So we will not get again rebirth in this material world. When you understand the pastimes of the Lord, we want to go them. For example, if somebody comes from the, say suppose like nice park or nice shopping mall, he advertise, so come to our shopping mall, come to our park, you can enjoy. They advertise so much. Why? It's just to hear and forget? No. They should come there. So Krishna also, he comes and he gives the power, whatever the possession he has. It's not like Krishna wanting you to come and serve there. He has got so many servants. Because if you serve Krishna, you will be benefit. If you do service to Krishna, you will benefit and you will be happy. Why I need to be happy? Why I should serve? Because that is the constitution position of soul. Soul is always blissful, happiness and all knowledge. So Krishna is giving all credit to you. It's like a student is prepared an exam and he writes an exam very well and he passes in distinction and he got first rank. Will any student give you the credit to his pen? No, right? But Krishna is giving ultimately whatever position, whatever you do, for me, you will take the credit. Krishna is giving credit to Arjuna. So here, after surrendering everything, Bali Maharaj took Vamandev, and Vamandev become a gatekeeper of Bali Maharaj. Then who will become, who is a merciful, more merciful than the Lord? In the Bhagavatam, like we see, Aho Bakiyam Stanakala Kutam. Then who is more merciful than the Lord? You know, Putana, she came to kill the Lord. But Lord became, you know, he took a good part of Putana and made her one of the nurse in the Goloka Vrindavan. So here are the qualities of, you know, extreme qualities of Bali Maharaj and Vamandev. So I'll stop here. It's 8:16. So we have any questions, comments, corrections?
I'm wondering, what is the proper vision of enjoyment that comes from devotional service?
I can't hear, can you speak a little bit?
What is the proper perspective of the enjoyment that comes from devotional service? Because we hear oftentimes that we're not the enjoyer, yes. We're not supposed to enjoy, mm-hmm. But actually we're like, constitutional position is to be happy. So is there a difference between this happiness and then the enjoy, enjoying or the enjoyer? Mm-hmm.
So I just want to have some, like I heard from the senior devotees, like Krishna is a supreme enjoyer, and when we take part serving him, we can also become an enjoyer. It's not like Krishna is ultimate enjoyer and we are the part and parcel of enjoyer, because that is a constitution position of the soul. Soul also having blissful and knowledge and ananda. So soul also feels blissful when, as long as it's connected to the supreme. When it, as long if it's disconnected to the supreme, then immediately becomes entanglement and it will become suffering. I'll give another example. For example, like a rich man, you know, he has many cars. For example, when he appoints a driver, so he also enjoys the same amount of like AC, and he also enjoys the audio system. He also enjoys all the facilities which has, you know, master has. And beside, master also sits. So it's like equal amount of, you know, enjoying. And he cannot claim, this driver cannot claim, I am the owner of this car. Now you get down, owner. He cannot do that. As long as he is driving, and as long as he is following the instruction, as long as he is submissive to his master, then he is also getting the same amount of enjoyment. But he cannot say that, you now owner, you get down, so I want to only person to enjoy. Then where problem starts. So as when he says, oh, okay sir, you get down now and I will drive this car by my own. Then as long as there is a cooperation between the master and the servant. When the cooperation breaks, then servant will be standing on the road and suffering all kinds of miseries like heat, cold and all kinds of water, you know, is on the road. What are the problems you face? That's why the material world. When as long as we are serving in the Supreme Personality of God in Goloka Vrindavan, we are connected, we will be also getting the same amount of happiness. But when the moment we think that why only Krishna is enjoying, then Krishna sends this material world. So this is a place you can enjoy and you can do whatever. That's why we lord it over the material world and we suffer, you know, we hanker, we do, you know, all the nonsense things. At the same time, we'll also get some so-called happiness, but that is also very tiny. When, as long as we connected to Supreme Lord, we'll also feel that same enjoyment. Like in Prabhupada's time, so he was asking the same question, like who is the enjoyer, master or the servant? Then Prabhupada says, master is enjoyer, but servant is more enjoyer than the master. Because he takes something and gives all the cake. For example, you know, we offer all the bhogas to the Lord. And if the Lord eats everything, will you feel be happy? Oh, Lord eats everything, I'm very happy that I offered. No, he takes everything and he also gives whatever he takes. So equal amount of enjoyment. I hope this makes an answer Or else Krishnath and Mataji give some more answer. So, Mataji.
Naveen Krishna Prabhu, you brought up the point that most persons are putting a focus on dharma, artha, karma, and the moksha part is missing. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada was talking about Sukracharya being of this material world. So it seems interesting, he's recognizing this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself who's appeared in this form of Vamanadev, and would it not have been very much part of Sukracharya's outlook to be concentrating on moksha too? Just by virtue of the fact that he's recognizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
What I understood by your question is, like Shukracharya is also focusing on moksha. But for him, the moksha is a different scenario, different concept. Like he was thinking in material life, material condition, he was thinking. He was not thinking ultimate goal. That was his concept. Because Shukracharya is a Daitya Guru, I mean demons guru. He wants, you know, his disciple to be rule over the world. Because he gave Sanjeevani mantra to regain his life, Bali Maharaj. So whatever he is giving instruction should be followed by Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj giving some instructions to Shukracharya, he cannot accept that. That was his concept. And another answer is like, Shukracharya is more concerned about ruling not by himself, and he wants to make demons to be ruled. That was his concern. I mean, I'm just speculating. I don't know. This was I will make an answer for you. Like he was mentioning Shukracharya, like he should follow the instructions. Bali Maharaj, whatever got the instructions, he should follow. And Bali Maharaj should not follow the Shukracharya instruction. Whether moksha is necessary, if Bali Maharaj, then he should accept. When moksha is not necessary for Bali Maharaj, he should reject. Anukula is a sankalpa, pratikula is a varjanam in different manner for Shukracharya. Whatever I say, you should accept. Whatever I don't say, you should reject. Whether it is dharma or whatever. Dharma is favorable to my instruction, accept dharma. Dharma is not favorable to my instructions, reject dharma. Thank you. Shall we end here? Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.